Controversial day in politics, a man arrested trying to bug the offices of the Democratic National Committee in Washington turns out to be an employee of President Richard Nixon's re-election campaign committee. He is one of five persons surprised and arrested yesterday inside the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in Washington. And guess what else he is? A consultant to President Richard Nixon's re-election campaign committee.
The trial started today at the federal courthouse for the five burglars caught breaking into the Democratic National Party headquarters.
Stand by for camera.
John Dean, the ex-White House counsel, testified today that President Nixon knew about the Watergate cover-up.
At one point in the conversation, I recall the president telling me to keep a good list of the press people giving us trouble because we'll make life difficult for them after the election.
Dean read through a 245-page statement characterizing a president who was easily outraged over war protesters and political adversaries and outlining a range of offenses including wiretapping of newsmen, a Charles Colson plan to firebomb and burglarize the Brookings Institution, and spying on Senator Kennedy and other Democrats.
The misuse of power is the very essence of tyranny. And consider if you will.
What do you do when a neighbor is making like a lot of noise at 3 o'clock in the morning?
For a free society.
The president today accepted the resignation of three of his closest aides. Out is H.R. Haldeman, chief of staff.
Howdy, Johnson.
Also putting under fire is John Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman was a key political advisor.
Good morning. The Supreme Court has just ruled on the Tate controversy, and here's Carl Stern, who has that ruling. It is the unanimous decision, Doug, 8-0. Justice Rehnquist took no part in the decision, ordering the president of the United States to turn over the tapes. It's an 8-0 unanimous opinion.
White House aide told NBC News today that impeachment of the president by the full House of Representatives now is a virtual certainty.
These are, with no serious doubt, the last hours of the 37th presidency of the United States.
This is indeed an historic day, the only time a president has ever resigned from office in our nearly 200 years of history. You see the White House there, and in the White House, in just a few moments now, President Nixon will be appearing before the people, perhaps for the last time as President of the United States.
All right.
his life. Robot must move.
15 seconds, Mr. President. Hey, that's 5.
Then you have Renoir, you know, both the dead.
You must know I'm preparing for our final session. The all-important final session.
Yes.
Watergate.
Because I guess the way you handle Watergate's going to determine
whether these interviews are a success or a failure. Should I be nervous?
Well, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Why, Rod? No holds barred. No holds barred. You know, it's strange.
Because I mean, because I was so involved with every aspect of Face Value, Atlantic and Virgin to send me everything that was written.
sat in chairs opposite one another, talking for hours, it seems days on end, and yet I've hardly gotten to know you. One of my people, as part of the preparation for this interview, she did a profile on you. I'm sorry to say that I just got around to reading it tonight. There's some interesting stuff in there. From Methodist background, the modest circumstances, and then you're off to a grand university full of richer, posher types. What was it? Oxford?
Cambridge.
Did the snobs there look down on you, too?
Of course I did.
That's our tragedy, isn't it, Mr. Frost? No matter how high we get, they still look down at us.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Now, come on. No matter how many awards or column inches are written about you, or how high the elected office is, it's still not enough. I still feel like the little man, the loser. They told us we were 100 times. The smartasses in college, the high-ups, the well-born, the people whose respect we really wanted, really craved. And isn't that why we work so hard now? Why we fight for every inch, scrambling our way up in undignified fashion? If we're honest for a minute, if we reflect privately, just for a moment, if we allow ourselves a glimpse into that shadowy place we call our soul, isn't that why we're here now, the two of us, looking for a way back into the sun? Winner's podium, because we can feel it slipping away. We're headed, both of us, for the dirt. Place the snobs always told us that we'd end up face in the dust, humiliated all the more for having tried so pitifully hard. Well, to hell with that. We're not gonna let that happen to either of us. We're gonna show those bums. We're gonna make them choke our continued success, our continued headlines, our continued awards and power and glory. We are gonna make those motherfuckers joke! Am I right?
You are. Except only one of us can win.
Yes.
Thank you. wet Flintstone speaking. Wilma? Why, of course. Wilma, it's for you.
Times in the night.
Hello, everybody. This is Scott Shannon, professional radio schnook from WPLJ in New York. Now, if your radio station needs to cut through the crap, do what we did here at PLJ. Get the production CD known as Noise. 99 strong cuts. Plenty of attitude.
Real torture, you know. Give me $2, you know. I got that much money. I'll match all the money pledged in the next hour. I'm getting some money when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150, and I'll write out the check. And it won't hurt that bad because I got it. But come on, goddammit. Excuse me, but this is ridiculous. We've been putting out, now put up. Put up or shut up.
Celebrity Bowling.
Good one, Peter.
Thank you.
Got a spare. Start it up good.
Thank you.
There we go. You got seven. Not bad. No, you may have to bowl lane number two.
He plays the extreme on the side.
What do you think, Dave?
I think we should go for lane number two.
Lane it's number two, Patty, it's yours.
All right, Patty, good luck.
Okay, Artie Medrano. Lane number two.
We're working on a spare.
Peter.
Don't panic.
Lane number one. Peter.
Oh,
lane number one.
I'm lane number one.
Yes.
No, Artie's lane.
No, I was lane number one.
I beg your pardon, Artie. Lane number one.
Lane number one.
Can I jump over?
Yes.
Do anything
jump
you want. You're working on a spare. Man on the left usually goes first.
Well, it's not over yet, Peter.
Oops. Yeah,
so they say
that
rehearsals,
was a flat. That's right.
Blew it in rehearsal.
That was a spare.
Peter, lane number one.
I suggest you go after
you.
Arts. Lane number one. No, it's me.
No, Artie.
Mike Gross.
Artie, you can sit down. Because Peter's going to pick up your lane. You can't pull the same lane.
Artie's a little worried.
Come around!
Thank God.
Whatever happened to that?
Four.
I used to have that.
All right. Lane number two for you, Patty.
You thought you had something, didn't you? Wait for my drink here.
Come on back.
Very good, huh?
Yes! Ooh, almost got it. Almost got the five, buddy.
This could be a strike.
Got some action. Dave, pick up that number five in the second half. Second lane.
Looks like Dave and Patty played this game.
Peter and Art have a 15 and 2. Dave will pick that one up.
Are we losing bad luck?
Not too much. Can't tell you. Maybe a couple of pins. Depends if he gets a spare.
The next step is something we call electronic pointillism.
Hi, Dave.
It was inspired by the original Spice Girls.
I wish you hadn't said
it. You talk to me.
I know.
Spice Girls. Right.
18 to 15. Dave
I think.
And Fatty leading.
That's okay, Art. Sick of Art.
All right, pick up lane number. Mr. Medrano, lane number one.
There it is.
There it is right there.
Come on, Big Nick.
Very narrow.
On the right, yes. Head right down, step right foot to the pin. Very good.
Not the fourth, Earl.
They picked up, eh?
Well, there goes the fair slack.
Artie and Peter, 23 and 3. Patty McCormick, lane number one. 18. Open frame.
Patty knows what she's doing with that ball.
She does. She's nice, doesn't it? Beautiful, too.
Look at that.
Very good, Patty.
That's going in the pocket. Ooh.
Start on the right, hit the third thing from the right.
Second from the right.
Second.
That was my mistake. You know who's giving you hints, you know?
Right.
That's one of the lady pros of all time, Esther Wood.
Head for the second arrow on the right.
I wasn't even paying attention to you.
I wish you would.
What did I tell you?
Look at that.
There you go.
Wow, right. By about that much.
That's 27.
All right.
Peter Hart, right, lane number one. Peter, lane number two.
We get all the hard ones, so I have all of them together.
27 to 23. Dave and Patty are leading. Peter and Clark.
We're leading?
Yes, by 4 minutes.
For a minute, I forgot why we're leading. Now I remember.
Good line, Dave.
That's fair. Shut up. My own problem.
Oh, oh.
Artie, and pick up at least one. Because you got 2 minutes to go for it, Linda Wood. Pick up lane number 2.
That was what I said. Yes. See? No, I will tell
you. Wife. And then. And then pray.
And throw it in the other direction.
I can't do this. This is embarrassing.
Oh, Machano, I got you where I want you.
Dave, Patty,
Dave,
go.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
Lane
number 1, Dave. Patty, lane number 2. 31 for Peter Marshall Art Machano. In the fourth frame. Go to it. You go first. Yeah. Please.
Nose go left and right.
Artie, shut up.
Whoops.
You want to hit him, I'll hold him, Dave. It's all right. Lane number 2, Dave.
Nice and smooth, Dave. Not quite so hard. Maybe I'll throw that ball hard in this game and knock him over.
Hey!
He's going to go in there.
Very close.
Got an 8.
About
all right. Peter and I, 31. Dave and Patty, 35 in the fourth.
My husband.
We have 35.
I go first, right?
Almost getting to the
halfway
mark.
That means they have
less. Go to it, Peter. Chopping it just a little bit too soon.
Yeah, it's coming off his handle, but he's not falling through quite like he should. Jed.
It's really frustrating.
Peter?
That's going to be a good
one. Pete? Our pro, Dave Davis, says you should follow through a little
follow
more.
Okay.
Just like rehearsal.
Pick up this one.
Is that right dead center like I'm going for a strike? Is that what you do?
No, this is what you call
a little bit to the left of there.
Start on the right and go for the second arrow.
He's going to
get it. Come on. Hey! All right, Peter and Artie can relax for a while. Sit down for a moment. Let Patty and Dave finish off their fifth frame.
It's a good thing we're supposed to be celebrities. They wouldn't let us in a regular home.
Go ahead, Patty. That's a good one, Patty. Oh, that should have gone.
Oh, yes. Well, that's bad that seed.
There it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
That's a good ending for the first half of our show.
Let's make some noise.
Announcing the release of the best library people ever heard.
Going on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2. Transmitting now.
Introducing Noise 3.
K-Rom.
When the time comes, I'm going to be focused.
Thank you.
The DeWolf Sound Effects Library, currently offering more than 2,000 sound effects, is a top quality and versatile collection of general and European sounds.
Hello, I am Monog. Now you, go on.
Go, ayo.
Good evening. Number 9. Welcome. You might as well make yourselves at home, because you'll be here for a long time.
Known as Mark Megalodon the Great, I am the Supreme Commander. Mark Megalodon the Great, I am the Supreme Commander.